These are the headlines. Italy's defense minister asks for parliamentary authorization of aerial bombings in Afghanistan. Israel is seeking to force Palestinians into a pledge of loyalty. And partial results show the five leading parties in Kyrgyzstan's parliamentary elections are in a tight race.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the news here on Press TV.
Straight to our leading story this hour. Italy's defense minister says he wants to allow Italian jets to bomb positions in Afghanistan.
Ignazio La Russa says the authorization will be given if Parliament backs it. The decision follows the deaths of four Italian soldiers in Afghanistan on Saturday. La Russa has withheld permission for aerial bombings up to now to avoid civilian casualties. But in the wake of mounting Italian deaths, he says he wants a parliament commission to make the final decision on airstrikes. Italy has 3,500 soldiers stationed in Afghanistan and has so far lost 34 troops there. Italian leaders have pledged that they will start withdrawing troops next year. Opposition parties call for a review of Italy's participation in the Afghan war following Saturday's deaths.
Two more NATO troops have been killed in Afghanistan. NATO says they were slain by a bomb in the south of the country. Their nationalities and the exact location of the attack is still unknown. Meanwhile, a roadside bomb has exploded next to a German convoy in the northern city of Kunduz. Berlin says no one was injured in the attack. 2010 is already the deadliest year for foreign troops since the U.S.-led invasion back in 2001. More than 570 foreign troops have been killed so far this year.
Taliban militants have torched five trucks carrying supplies for NATO troops in Afghanistan. The attack came after militants ambushed the trucks as they headed from Kandahar to Kabul. Afghan officials say four guards were injured and several militants were killed in the attack. Meanwhile, militants in Pakistan have warned they will continue attacks on NATO supply trucks as long as U.S. drone strikes hit tribal areas. Some 150 trucks carrying supplies for NATO forces have been torched in Pakistan over the past days. This comes as Islamabad has reopened the Torkam border pass to NATO convoys after 11 days. The route was closed after a deadly NATO incursion into Pakistan.
In Afghanistan, former President Burhanuddin Rabbani has been elected chairman of a new peace council. Rabbani said he was confident that peace was possible in a speech that he held in Kabul. He also said that he hopes the government is able to take major steps to bring peace to the country. The new council was set up following a conference in June. It's tasked with opening dialogue with the Taliban and other militants in a bid to end violence in the war-torn country. President Hamid Karzai says he's very hopeful about what the council will be able to do.
Israeli cabinet has approved a bill that will require non-Jews to pledge loyalty to Israel. The legislation has been slammed as racist by some Israeli officials and rights activists. Here's more.
The legislation requires all non-Jews to pledge loyalty to Israel. The 30-member coalition cabinet has endorsed the bill by 22 votes to 8. It has been denounced by the Palestinian community, which makes up about 20% of the population.
By defining itself as a Jewish state, Israel, in fact, forbids any Palestinian demand for discussing the issue of refugees and threatens, in fact, the situation of the Palestinians that already lives in Israel. Israel makes it more binational state than a Jewish state.
Israel's Social Affairs Minister, Isaac Herzog, has slammed the bill as fascist.
We, most of us labor ministers, will object to the proposed amendment to the law. We feel it's unnecessary. It has a certain ideological logic behind it, but has adverse effect.
And Israel's Minister of Minorities says the legislation will further damage Tel Aviv's already tarnished image in the world.
In the world, the public opinion will go mostly against us, even more. Inside, you incite the Arab minority. Why? Because Netanyahu have to appease Lieberman. Terrible mistake.
Rights activists held a rally against the legislation as the Israeli cabinet meeting was ongoing.
The law will be racist and it's not right.
The loyalty legislation must still win the approval of Israeli parliament to become law. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the ministers at the start of the cabinet meeting that the proposed pledge is in keeping with the words and spirit of Israel's creators.
A new aid convoy has set off for the Gaza Strip to break the years-long Israeli siege of the coastal enclave.
20 vehicles have departed London as part of the Road to Hope convoy.
We got into this convoy to spread the message about the suffering of the people of Gaza, primarily. This is what the purpose of this convoy is, and to help them to overcome their difficulties. And we are expecting over 30 vehicles, and we should be joined by a lot more people on our way in France. We have some people joining us in Spain. We have some people joining us in Morocco, potentially some in Algeria, and definitely a lot more people in Libya.
The Road to Hope is carrying needed supplies for more than 1.5 million Gazans. But for the first time, this convoy is taking toys for the children in Gaza.
This time I'm carrying toys for all the children. I've also been asked to do a show, because I'm an entertainer in North Wales for kids, to do a show for the kids in the hospitals there as well, with balloons and all sorts of things. So that's what I'm hoping to do.
We're carrying toys. Toys seem to me, in some ways, just as necessary as surgical supplies, because these are children whose childhood has been really stolen. And to give them back a little is just something, is just doing something that's important.
Partial results from the parliamentary polls in Kyrgyzstan show a tight race between the country's five leading parties. With 50% of the votes counted, the nationalist Atatürk Party is narrowly ahead. It has managed to win the support of almost 9% of voters. The pro-government Social Democratic Party is close behind with more than 8%. Exit polls had earlier predicted that the party of former Premier Felix Kulov would lead the race, but his Aaron Namus has only won almost 7% of the votes counted so far. There are 29 parties in the race. No single party is expected to win a majority in parliament. The elections come after a bloody revolution and deadly ethnic violence earlier this year.
You're watching Press TV News. These are the headlines this hour. Italy's defense minister asks for parliamentary authorization of aerial bombings in Afghanistan. Israel is seeking to force Palestinians into a pledge of loyalty. And partial results show the five leading parties in Kyrgyzstan's parliamentary elections are in a tight race.